What race are you running? You may say, well, Lori, I'm not running a race, nor do I plan on entering myself into any type of race today, tomorrow, or really any day in the future. I hear you, honestly, me either. But I want to challenge that thought just a bit. We may not be in a literal running on pavement kind of race, but we are all running a race. I was thinking back on the Winter Olympics and how there are so many different types of races and events, each designed to push athletes from around the world to the extreme. The goal is to be the best, the fastest, the most death-defying even, in the process to reveal who will win the gold. The training is clear, the athletes know how to prepare, what strategy they must follow, and for sure they know what they're trying to achieve. They know the race they are running, and they know the prize set before them. Do we know, in this often described rat race of life, what we're running for and what's at the end? I can tell you right now, knowing those two things can change your life and how you live it. Let's look deeper at the race we're running, why we're running it, and what's at the end. Answer the following questions. When you think of your days and how you spend your time, what's your focus? What's your motivation? Why do you do what you do? Do you have joy, even in the midst of all the craziness of this world, or are you mostly full of stress and anxiety? How do you love your family? Do you humbly serve them, spend quality time with them? Do you live each day on purpose, intentionally on mission throughout your day, or are you simply just getting by and not really sure why any of it matters? Are you pursuing more of you or more of God? What about your training? What are you filling your mind, heart, and body with? Where do you find rest? How's your discipline and focus? Do you face each day as a gift or as a grind? All of these questions can help determine the race you're running and what drives you. In the arena of life, we all fall into one of two categories, Psalm 1:1-6. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. There are two ways to live this life. One is lived for God, deeply rooted in truth and obedience, strong, bearing much fruit. That path leads to life. The other is lived for self, easily blown away by the wind, no roots, no firm foundation, concerned only for earthly gain, and no concern for obedience to God. That path leads to death. Two races. Two very different motivations, which lead to two very different endings once you cross the finish line. It's not something to deny, ignore, or pretend doesn't matter. The Apostle Paul knew very clearly what team he was on, what his race was, and how to train, and even how to train others for it. He saw clearly the prize before him. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Paul knew what race he was in. He knew why it mattered. He lived for something other than himself. That's the daily race worth running. His life was not his own. It was lived for Jesus on mission. And he never looked back until he crossed his finish line. When we run that race, our life isn't without pain or sorrow, but it's deeply rooted, bearing much fruit, and leads to a crown of righteousness and eternal life. That's the truth. Let's run the race set before us. When your motivation and prize is Jesus, you'll have purpose, peace, and joy no matter where the course may take you. I'm Lori Klein.